Let's see. What do you call it? Kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call the kind of black and white animal that has a real bad smell?
Polecat.
Okay.
You looked right at me and you said, asked me that.
There was just nobody else to look at, I mean. that was really not intended. Okay, here's another one. What kinds of animals come and raid hen roosts?
What?
What kind of animals come and raid hen roosts and get the eggs? Well, all different kinds of animals come.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call those little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down trees?
Squirrels.
Okay. Are there any different kinds of squirrels?
Yeah, there's a rock squirrel and a flying squirrel and a squirrel squirrel.
A squirrel squirrel. What's a rock squirrel?
Oh, they say claim they're more or less a mountain squirrel.
Yeah, they look the same. They have long tail or are they small? Or what?
No, they're dark gray.
Oh, I guess
they're a gray squirrel.
I don't know anything about those.
I've seen some black squirrels.
Black squirrels? I heard of a black squirrel.
I've seen about three of them out there when I used to go to West Texas.
Huh.
I run into some. I don't think there are very many.
I saw squirrels as I was coming in this morning. Down
there. There's a lot of squirrels downstairs.
Out in those trees.
Back one. There's a girl who comes up and cleans up our room. A housemaker, homemaker, what you call it. And she used to say that one of the squirrels fell out of the tree, I think. Baby squirrel. He's pretty good size. They think he blowed out that tree and that wind and that.
Oh, yeah.
So. She says, what must I do with him? I says, take him home. But I says, don't eat him. He says, no, I want to make a pet. But I asked the lady to let me have it. That's what she say. He said, leave it there. I says, what woman asked you that? One of them old women that works, lives here, you know. I says, she don't have anything to do with it. Get that squirrel. If you want to take it home, take it home. She wanted to make a pet out of it. So she took that squirrel home.
Did she?
And, I told her how to feed it
with
the eyedropper, you know. And milk, they like milk. And they still doing fine.
That's neat. That's great.
And she'll, that, I said, that'll make him good a pet you can get. My ptarmigan or deer will do the same thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Squirrels are cute. I like them.
I bet they are.
They look cute.
Shelly's got some, she's got some pine trees in her yard. I know they're 50, 60 feet high. And them squirrels are all around, and that's a whole woody country out there in Memorial Heights in Houston. And I sent her some pecans two, three times. She'd go out in that backyard and get feed, knocking them pecans together. And yeah, they'd come. They're a little shy at first, but boy, she'd go out there and knock them pecans together. Boy, they come from all they come all directions.
That's funny.
And crawl all over.
Yeah, that's cute.
They're neat. They're bigger squirrels than these are here. But the same kind. But them squirrels are fat down there. They get plenty to eat.
Not a bit. Sounds like it. I'd like to see what my dog would do if he saw a squirrel. He's never seen a squirrel as far as I know. He'd probably just come out stuck.
Well, he'd take after us, I bet you.
Yeah, I bet he would too. He likes frogs. What do you call a thing that's kind of like a squirrel, but doesn't climb trees, about this long?
Possum. Old possum.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm thinking about is how big the possum gets. The possums
get about that long.
About what, a foot and a half or a foot?